People often argue over Android versus iPhones, but the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Happy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Oh my God, what's going on, boys and girls? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. You can always leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Now, if this is your first time hearing my show, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy, and this is my award-winning nationally syndicated radio show. It's a morning radio show and a podcast. You may never know what I am going to talk about. I kind of have that unpredictable circus vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And we are on in 7 cities via podcast radio and Z Radio Live. If you're listening on the radio and you want to hear more after this segment, search H-O-P-P-E on all major podcasting platforms. Get it? Got it. Good. So ever since I was a kid, I was an only child. So it was me, myself, and the radio. That's how I got into the radio. I didn't have TV in the early 2000s because I grew up in a religious household and my mom watched a lot of cable. She watched Rosie O'Donnell, Oprah, and it wasn't that she was neglecting me, but the family decided, my dad and my mom decided to kind of get rid of TV around 2000 because she wanted to pay attention to me because I was a really hyper kid. So what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is I didn't have TV until 2006. I didn't know what 9/11 really looked like until YouTube came out. So I was always observing things because I didn't have a cell phone back then. I did not have anything really at that point because it was a pre-social media era. And whenever we would be driving in cars, I loved billboards. I would beg my dad, even if there was traffic, I said, hey, when we go see grandpa in the city, can we drive by? Because I would see billboards. And I mean, there was the Eddie and Jobo and Mankow's Morning Madhouse radio billboards in Chicago. And that's what got me into radio. So I've always been really into looking at billboards. I find them fascinating. It gives you something to think about while you're driving. And today, I saw this billboard that kind of creeped me out a little bit. It was in Tampa when you're driving past Busch Gardens and you're in that area. And you're heading back to go to St. Pete, kind of by Bears Avenue. Like if you get on at Bears Avenue, that's for my local listeners. Anybody in any other city doesn't really care. But I saw a billboard and it pretty much said, if you pay for sex, you are exploiting the women that are being kidnapped or something to that factor. And it's really weird because there's a huge sex trafficking problem in Florida, in St. Pete, and in Tampa. I mean, that's part of Florida, but there's a lot of sex trafficking that goes on here. And I've always thought that you are such a loser if you pay for sex. I went from 2019 till about 2020 without getting laid. There was a year I couldn't get laid to save my life. Oh my goodness, I was backed up. Part of the reason why I got into a relationship so fast was I was like, oh my God. Here's what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. I've been there where I'm alone, but I'm telling you, it really creeped me out because it's like whenever you see those women, like there's a legendary area called Nebraska Avenue in Tampa where Carol Baskin was walking down the block in the Tiger King documentary I never watched because it reminded me too much of where I live being Florida and the listeners of trashy morning radio shows that I've worked for. What I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is I'm aware that the prostitutes are around here. There's former radio, there's radio hosts that have gotten prostitutes and gotten in trouble. It's a prominent thing here in the Tampa Bay area. But just thinking about it really made my heart sink. And I was like, you honestly are such a loser if you pay for sex. Now, if you go to Amsterdam or if you go to the Bunny Ranch in Nevada, I'm not saying that's any better, but that's kind of like a spectacle. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I personally wouldn't do it because I just don't want to pay money for sex. But I'm telling you, that's a little bit better than just getting a streetwalker and circling the block, you know? It just made me sad. I was like, there literally are people that get prostitutes. It's crazy. Something else. This is my opening monologue. And then I'll have this next guest. Get it? I was trying to be Letterman. People need to learn the etiquette of the reply all email. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this very quickly because I don't want to talk about coworkers. Because when I worked at one radio job, the morning guy would always get mad about people that replied all, and then the afternoon guy would read the emails on air. I'm not going to be that exploitive, but it's always people that don't really matter. So there will be like an email on my job. It'll be like, hey, we have tickets to the baseball game or to the concert. And somebody will reply all and be like, I can't make that show or I can't make that game on Friday. Do you have tickets for Sunday? Where it's like greedy. I'm like, you know, everybody sees that, right? Or there was one that happened a day ago where one of the bosses was saying that there was breakfast at work and the dude replies talking about something within that team at work. And it's like, bro, you're replying all to everybody. Like, I don't know if people don't know if A, people want to have the congratulations given to them whenever they do a reply all, because whenever someone gets a promotion, everybody has to reply all. Oh my God, good job. Congratulations. And then there's the people that I think don't realize they're replying all. Something else I thought of on today's monologue of Happy Hour. So I'm addicted to my cell phone. I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. But here's the thing. I got into a car crash and may have allegedly totaled my car last October when I was texting while driving. So I don't text while driving anymore for the most part. If I ever slip up, I'm like, let me put my phone down. But if I'm at a red light and the light's long, I'll check Twitter real quick. I'll be honest. I know I shouldn't do that, but. And sometimes the light will be green for a half a second, maybe at most a second and a half, 2 seconds at the maximum. And the person will honk at me. It's usually a badass Hummer, a truck driver who think they need Magnum condoms and drink Monster Energy and listen to Tough Guy morning radio shows. Overcompensating small D energy. Mm-hmm. And what I notice, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is I'll then go, oh, sorry, and I'll like put my hand up in the middle of the car, like, sorry, my bad. And then I'll speed up and start to turn left or turn right or whatever, or even go straight. It doesn't matter. And then the person doesn't go. So I'm like, literally, why did you honk at me? It happens all the time. I'll get a quick little honk, honk. I'm like, sorry, I'll move. It's like they're not even in a hurry. It's like, why'd you honk then? If you're not moving, what does it matter? Every single time the person then, it's like, at least tailgate me. Like, I don't want you to tailgate me. But if you're honking, I would at least hope that maybe your wife's having a baby or something that's important. But then they always take forever to go. And I'm like, well, then the honk was meaningless because you could have waited 2 seconds. You asswipe. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Also on the monologue with Hoppy Hour and Ryan Hoppy is your host here. You can call me if you have any opinions and I'll play the voicemail on the next show. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, a lot of morning radio shows, one was called The Playhouse with PK. It's a good radio show. It was out of Portland. They got in trouble like 21 years ago because they said in Portland that there were too many people that were riding bicycles that were in the middle of the road and that they should be run over. And I believe Bob in the Showgram, which was like a local kind of racist Howard Stern vibe in Raleigh, North Carolina, I believe he said the same. a lot of radio shows 20 years ago, a lot of comedians, I think there may have even been a South Park episode potentially, where it was like people that ride bicycles in the middle of the road think that they matter. So I'm not going to advocate to have people get run over by cars on the road. Whenever I see a motorcycle, I give them plenty of space, especially here where we record in Tampa Bay, where the drivers are horrendous. And I have a lot of friends who ride motorcycles. And every time they leave, I say, drive safe, please. But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if I see somebody in their bicycling outfit and they're like looking like they're doing the Tour de St. Pete little bicycling ride or whatever, that was a joke. It was Tour de France. I'm quite the comedian. If I see somebody and there's plenty of room on the sidewalk, but they must walk in the street, and they're trying to imply that they need more room, it's not that I get close to running over them. I give them space, but I don't give them room, if that makes sense. Like, a lot of other people will drive around them and kind of go, fine, whatever. I go, no, you're in the middle of the road, and there's not a bicycle in here. I'm not moving. And then they move over. It drives me absolutely nuts. Everybody does that. I don't know why you need to be in the middle of the road. No one cares. No one's impressed. No one's going, oh my God, that's a guy who's a bicyclist and he bikes 12 miles a day. We are so proud of you. You are just so noble. You ride a bicycle and you have a bicycling outfit. Whoa. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I've also noticed that since Elon Musk, that deadbeat dirtbag of a father, I'll discuss later how his daughter, and as I said, daughter, not son, she identifies as a woman. Shut the hell up. Who cares? It's not affecting your life. And all the religious people, oh, it's hurting the kids. No, your bad parenting's hurting the kids. But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ever since Elon bought Twitter, no, I won't call it X, ever since he bought Twitter, there has been so much hatred on my For You page for my algorithm. I saw one that was so creepy. It was, and I'm not political, I literally went to the DMV to get a new license and I did not register to vote, which pisses off all my older friends. I'm not voting for Kamala Harris at side chick. And I'm not voting for that creep known as Donald Trump. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter, there's been nothing but hatred and just right-wing political rhetoric and just absolute nonsense. And I saw this one tweet from this guy who was a MAGA follower. He had it in his bio. And he was like, you know those like boomers that take those creepy selfies and they're like middle-aged and probably divorced three times? It was a guy with one of those creepy selfies. And there's a video of some high school cheerleading team. You can see it on my Twitter, at Ryan Hoppe Radio. You notice how I don't say X on my Twitter. RYANHOPPE Radio. If you don't know how to spell radio, you probably are from Largo, Florida. That was a joke. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I saw this guy retweet this high school Twitter account, and it said, this is the 2024-2025 cheerleading team. And the guy who's probably at the youngest, 55, retweets it and goes, what the hell happened to cheerleaders? These women are ugly. First of all, you're commenting on the looks of people that are not even Gen Z. They're Gen Alpha. They're probably born in 2009 or 10. And B, you probably never even had a cheerleader look at you in high school. You probably haven't been laid in, let's say, 20 years. A woman doesn't even look at you and even think about you. And that's projecting that no one was ever into you. Now, listen. I went to all the school dances by myself. I never had a date. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21 years old to a 52-year-old Rovers Morning Glory listener in Chicago, the one listener they had, near the airport. It was a good time. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, is that cheerleaders never showed any interest in me in high school. They just didn't like me. I wasn't popular. Whenever I would sneak into the underage drinking party, everybody would be like, ugh, Ryan's here, but I would be fun to a point. Here's what I'm saying. Like, I knew when to leave the party. Whenever the cops came, I always dipped. I never got a drinking ticket. It's my proudest moment. I should put it on my LinkedIn accolades. Always knew when to leave the underage drinking party in 2012. Here's what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Women in high school did not like me. Women now, if a girl is 4 or 5 years younger than me, or a girl is 25 years older than me, they like me. A girl my age doesn't like me for some reason. Whatever. But it motivated me. Seeing all my friends get girls and getting laid in high school and in college when I went to a radio trade school, it motivated me. It made me go, I want to get into shape. I want to clear up my acne. I want to do this and that. And now my body count is higher than an Instagram model's being Brittany Renner last year, unless she's slept with 20 people since then, which she probably has, even though now she's Muslim, which I discussed on the last podcast. Here's what I'm saying. If women aren't looking at you, I'm not saying every girl needs to look at you, but if you're not getting any girls, it's really not that hard. Just speak to them like they're human. The overall consensus from any girl I've ever hooked up with is that when I talk to them, I treat them like they're human. Hey, what's up? How are you? Guys start going, hey, you want to F or do you want to do this or that? I'm like, bro, that ain't working. I don't know. Last thing on the opening monologue of Happy Hour. I'm already hearing, I listen to a lot of morning radio. I listen to old school morning radio on YouTube. But I also listen to some current shows. And I was listening to the Two Guys Named Chris show out of Greensboro, North Carolina. One of my favorite shows. And the host, Chris Kelly, was talking about the fact that pumpkin spice is back. And he was all outraged. I don't get the pumpkin spice hate. It feels like a very boomer thing. Like everyone's like, oh, pumpkin spice is out. Like, yes, is it alarming that you go to Target and Walmart and there's already Halloween things? And today I am recording on August 8th. Yeah, it's annoying. But if that makes people happy to have pumpkin spice, I love pumpkin spice, especially at Dunkin' Donuts. Love me some pumpkin spice. Oh, it's so good. I just think we are so separated as a country. And if somebody is happy about pumpkin spice, let's be honest here. When we have a side chick and some boomer running for the Democratic Party and annoying Donald Trump for the Republican Party, that's the least of our problems. Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the UK or the US, if you're listening on the radio, as long as you're listening, that's all that matters. If you're listening on the radio and you want to hear more, search up HOPPE on all major podcasting platforms. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Do not touch their radio dial or that platform, however the hell you are listening. We will be right back. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Okay, Boomer.
I love that drop.
Okay, Boomer.
Now, on this show, it's a mix of, as they like to describe, edgier talk radio in the radio business, hot talk. The show is a mix of hot talk and throwback hip hop. If you don't feel like listening, you can skip forward. Let me see what song I feel like playing. You can skip forward 3 minutes and 43 seconds. But here is a song I made 11 years ago with my friends. I didn't rap on it. I produced it. Here is Man Down by Pharoah Kelly and Shed the Poet.
Yeah. Niggas don't know how hard the fuck it took. How hard the fuck it took me to get here. Even to fucking record this song, it's like shit was going against me. You think I give a fuck about none of that shit? Hell no, man. What you? Girl.
Run up on a nigga like pop.
Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, 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 them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down.
Man down.
That's a man down.
Yeah,
man
yeah, yeah.
That's a man down.
Yeah.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, 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 them shots fire. Run up on a nigga then he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a man down.
They call me Swizzy, nigga.
I'm Swizzy.
Cause that's my nickname. I mark this rap game and call that shit Sting. These lames ain't shit, nigga.
Ain't shit.
Although they shit lame. I'm saying fuck these hoes. And then your bitch came. But I might get her name.
Yeah.
I know she'll let me.
I know.
And we can kick it, girl.
Yeah.
And call that Jet Li. I'll beat that pussy up. That's what's my bet, G. And now I gave her another reason to say nobody hit it like this. Ill type of shows, ill type of clothes, ill type of ass ring, ill type of hoes. Tell all my haters go on, maybe speaking. If they ain't learned my ill type of flows, ill type of grind. Money on my mind, you can find me in the lab working like overtime. Nobody ever hit the track like me. Shed on the beat and you know that's heat, nigga.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, 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 them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, 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 that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, 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 them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop.
Yeah.
That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, 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 that's a man down. Funny how friendship often turn to hatred. When they see you doing bad, they won't help you make
they
it
won't.
I don't leave my life to chance, I go out and take
I
it
do.
That's why I gotta make it. That's why I gotta make
I
it
do.
All my haters get no recognition.
I
remember when niggas ain't had no pot to piss in. My opposition is usually fucking optimistic, but that can't help them when hollow tips leaving bodies missing.
Run up on a nigga like pop.
Them shots fat. Them shots fat. Yeah, 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 them shots fat. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, 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 that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, 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 them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, 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 that's a man down.
Live life good, baby.
Yeah.
Fuck all your haters, eh?
What up, cowhead?
My haters. I'm screaming fuck all mine.
Nigga, shit.
Shad, we gotta shine, you feel me?
Got it.
Hey.
That's real, nigga.
And that's how you kill it.
Oh, is it?
If you didn't know.
Yo, what's going on?
Bitch!
Oh.
STP, nigga.
Classy.
Remember that fucking
suck a dick.
You know, Kamala Harris knows a lot about that phrase. That should be her campaign slogan. That's how I got so famous. 856-49-UPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me Ryan Hoppy Radio, gmail.com. I'm recording at the chill room of Pinellas Park, and the girl who walked in on my show the other day, all offended, she's walking in. Oh, she loves me. All right, here's the deal. Go to mitra-9.com, mitra-9.com, and check out, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%. Are you looking for an alternative to alcohol? Listen. I drank throughout my whole 20s. I lost a job over it. I was an alcoholic. I was a party boy who drank a lot. But I got my life together. All thanks to Kevin Kratom. MITRA-9.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy. H-O-P-P-E. I'm telling you, I'm a man of my words. They are the best around. All right, now back to Hoppy Hour.
Happy Hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
If Being a Man Slut was a podcast, it would be Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen,
school radio show all across. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio and you want to hear more after this segment, search up H-O-P-P-E on all major podcasting platforms. But let's get back into the content, only on Hoppy Hour.
It's a race against the clock. Fast-moving floodwaters threatening to sweep away an elderly woman trapped in her SUV.
That is absolutely, positively frightening. That also happened to me. So, Tropical Storm Debbie / Hurricane Debbie was about 4 days ago now on this time that I'm recording. And I needed to go somewhere. So, Sunday night around 8:30 p.m., and if you live in St. Pete, I was at 62nd Avenue at the red light on 4th. And man, that light usually turns green after about 45 seconds, even during traffic. This light would not turn green. Mm-hmm. It was driving me absolutely, positively nuts. So I turn right, and then I cut through the neighborhood right by that bank. And then I turn right onto 62nd from the neighborhood. And my car immediately goes into water. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, brother. At the time, I thought my mom was leaving my apartment the next day, but my mom was actually, her plane got canceled and I got 2 more days with her. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I had to turn my car on and off 3 times and to get out of the water. And I was luckily able to go back on the 62nd, or to go from 67th Avenue to that neighborhood street that I cut through. And it was the most frightening thing ever. And then in front of me were 2 cars that just must have gone straight and were just stuck in the water. And it was absolutely, positively frightening. I was having a panic attack. So I'm telling you, yeah, hurricanes are no joke.
You actually see her driving along, then suddenly veering off into swirling water. It happened in Manatee County, Florida, where the remnants of Hurricane Debbie are...
That's not that far from me.
...still wreaking havoc. As luck would have it, county workers were in the area doing storm damage assessment and spotted the woman's stalled vehicle with the water quickly rising.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, it was so weird for me how quickly I was able to like get out of it. I don't really believe in astrology or horoscopes. I do like horrors. But I will tell you, it is said that the sign Virgo, because my birthday is in 26 days, but I'm not counting. I'm actually kind of scared about the fact that I'm going to be out of my age 30. Here's what I'm saying. Everybody says, oh, Virgos are the luckiest sign or whatever. I used to think that was absolute hogwash, but I think it's pretty accurate.
And we have a SUV that got swept off of golf course into Gamble Creek. It's swift water, man.
Good Samaritans jumped in to help pull the woman through the driver's side window. Then they wade through the floodwaters and get the woman into a pickup truck just in the nick of time.
Hell yeah. I'm glad everything worked out. It's kind of a visual. 856-49-HOPPY. Only on Hoppy Hour could we go from talking about a hurricane to Gisele Bündchen being a side chick.
Happy Hot Topic! Gisele Bündchen's new romance is going strong. As for her ex-husband Tom Brady, well, a source tells ET how he feels about it.
Yeah, I'm sure all my exes have had boyfriends after me, and guess what? I'm better than them. Here's what I'm saying to be serious. So, if you have any opinion on, I mean, I know that he had kids with Gisele, so you can't just disassociate from her. But I'm telling you, you got to just not have an opinion. The fact that he's even showing an opinion about her sleeping with someone else, she's essentially a stranger. You borrowed her from the universe. She was never yours.
My friend says the future happens a day at a time. So that's what life's all about. So,
our source says Gisele and her martial arts instructor beau, Joaquin Valencia, are getting more serious.
Yeah, they probably bonded after the Tom Brady roast, even though I'm glad people called out Gisele for being a side chick. Everybody always goes, oh, there was such a great marriage. He cheated on Bridget Moynihan, who's got that cougar look, with Giselle. Never forget that. That is something that goes undiscussed, and it drives me absolutely nuts. When I worked in sports radio, I got in trouble for bringing that up on air. Oopsie doopsies.
And her friends could see this being a lasting relationship. And Tom looks like he's all for it. He just wants things to be cordial and respectful between him and Joaquim. He's enjoying his own life and dating around.
Hell yeah, friends with benefits here, bang this model here. Good for Tommy.
We're all trying to figure it out, so just taking it day by day.
Since Tom and Giselle's 2022...
That's like the most Tom Brady answer ever. Whenever they have any of these B-roll footage of Tom Brady, it's always like this.
We're all trying to figure it out, so just...
Yeah, we are. Like, it could go about any topic.
Just taking it day by day.
Since Tom and Giselle's 2022 split, they've been putting up a united front. Especially since they co-parent their two kids, 14-year-old Benjamin and 11-year-old Vivian.
Yeah, it gotta be weird being Benjamin, being in school, and there's jokes about your mom being kind of a slut.
It's fun being a dad. I got some great kids.
The former NFL star even shared on his SiriusXM podcast, Let's Go with Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray. Things were going well between him and his ex.
I used to, when I worked on a sports morning show, I had to edit that show at 4:30 a.m. So the show was released at like 11 p.m. at night. And the morning show I worked on was like, we need the audio by 6 a.m. So I'm getting PTSD memories of driving to work, listening to boring ass Jim Gray, who did that decision with LeBron. I can't stand Jim Gray. He's the worst reporter in all of sports media history.
The good news is it's a very amicable situation. And all you can do is the best you could do.
Oh, yeah. He always had those answers, man. I had to cut this up at 6 a.m.
And that's what I'll just continue to do as long as I'm working and as long as I'm being a dad.
But by May, Netflix's live roast of Tom Brady seemingly caused a bump in the road.
Giselle said, you retire or we're done. That's what she said to you, Tom. You retire or we're done. Let me tell you something. When you got a chance to go 8 and 9 and all it will cost you is your wife and your kids, you gotta do what the f*** you gotta do.
Best line. The other one was from Nikki Glaser when she goes, you're, of course, Nikki Glaser said this a little funnier, but your ex-wife's new boyfriend could kick your ass while eating her ass. I was working at a religious station at the time when that roast came out, and they're all like, oh, we're so offended by the roast. I'm like, it's a fucking roast. Relax.
Yeah, no topic was off limits, especially Tom's personal life.
You can't lose any fights to the bonus, Dad. Kids are going to have to change their name. The guy knows karate, Tom. Can't fight this guy.
A man who has so many rings he could melt them down and forge a sword to go on a quest to get Giselle back from that jujitsu teacher.
He looks like he is fed up. That must have been later.
The only thing dumber than you saying yes to this roast was when you said, hey, babe, you should try jujitsu.
I love Nikki Glaser. She's so hot.
I think that was... That's gotta suck.
The sadness in his eyes, man.
I'm gonna be taking it for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, you did.
So, I think by the time...
About 3.5 hours, rather.
I get up. I may be in tears.
The source told ET at the time, Giselle found some of the jokes to be distasteful and disrespectful. And she was definitely offended by the...
That's a roast, Giselle. That's how it works, you fucking imbecile. What a humorless person. You began as a side chick, and you were a side chick with the karate teacher. Whatever. Mixed martial arts, whatever it's called. You're a loser. You're washed up and you're a hack.
Those jabs at their divorce. But the source also shared, Tom felt bad she was hurt, and he's doing his best to be a good co-parent.
Yeah, he's doing he's being a good co-parent. I don't know why I couldn't say that. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I can't talk right now. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he probably did that roast kind of purposely because he wanted to throw some shots at her, but he couldn't say it, but they said it for him. But then when she threw the shots... And they threw the shots. He then went, I kind of regret it. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. All right, coming up next on the show, we're going to talk about Cardi B being pregnant. I actually recorded that segment the other day on my show I did yesterday, but what happened was I had the mic off, so it sounded like this. So I took it out. So we have that coming up. We also have Nelly getting caught with ecstasy and much more. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the U.S. or the U.K. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. Search HOPPE Radio for all the info. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Do not touch their radio dial or that device. However the hell you're listening to my show, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Okay, boomer.
All right. This next song I'm going to play is by Soul du Jour. It's called Here We Go Again. A lot of people think it's Daft Punk, and this is from 2001. They are a one-hit wonder, and this is when that era of everybody wanting to sound like Daft Punk. So here is Here We Go Again by Soul du Jour. I almost said Daft Punk. If you don't feel like listening, you can skip forward 4 minutes. Here We Go Again. Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you that that is the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. Go to DZBZHoney.com and there you can get lollipops. Lick the lollipop, the rubber. Honey sticks and a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high. And when you go to DZBZ Honey and you use keyword HOPPE, you can save 20%. It's a good time. It always gets you high. And trust me, I only promote the best products around. So it's pretty good.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
He is heavily medicated, always high, allegedly, and caffeinated on energy drinks. What could possibly go wrong? Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Guess what? Here's that energy drink I'm drinking. I'm drinking rain today. Let's go.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We have so much to get into. I waited 42 minutes and 30 seconds to start making fun of Kamala Harris, that dumb side chick. Let's go.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Time for the most staged thing ever. Kamala Harris loves doing these videos. Oh, the Obamas endorsed me, even though it took like 3 weeks. But yeah, they totally weren't forced to endorse you, all right. Here's her asking Tim Walz to be her VP.
Hi, this is Tim.
It's Kamala Harris. Good morning.
Her voice. I don't want Trump to win. I don't want her to win. I don't want any of them. But man, those State of the Unions, my goodness.
Hi, this is Tim.
It's Kamala Harris. Good morning, Governor. Would you be my running mate?
I mean, absolutely, positively, that voice. I mean,
let's get this thing on the road.
Get what on the road?
I would be honored, Madam Vice President.
We've got
the dude first said he didn't want to be a VP.
Some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. Kamala.
Yeah, you are. You prosecute everybody.
Kamala Harris putting Tim Walz to work. And if all goes to plan, we're talking a 4 to 8 year gig here.
Oh, God, 8 years of that.
The joy that you're bringing back to the country, the enthusiasm that's out there.
What enthusiasm? We got forced upon her.
It'll be a privilege to take this with you across the country.
The vice president.
Yeah, he's like, get me out of Minnesota.
Sharing her epic job offer on social media. With the Minnesota governor answering this call ASAP.
The social media has absolutely positively made politics so phony. You get all these tweets from Biden. He can't even talk. He's not even around. Where's he been? You're telling me he's tweeting out those things? So lame.
Hi, this is Tim.
It's Kamala Harris. Good morning, Governor.
I bet she's really used to saying good morning to Willie Brown in the 90s.
Good morning. You want a fun game?
Good morning, Madam Vice President.
Listen, I want you to do this with me.
That's what she said to Willie Brown during the internship interview.
I would be honored, Madam Vice President.
And we're going to do this. We're going to win. And we're going to unify our country and remind everyone that we are fighting for the future for everyone.
Oh, yeah. When I think of unifying, I think of this imbecile.
Had a great conversation with the president. Obviously, we, like many Americans, we're worried.
That's Tim outside the White House last month, just before President Biden's election exit paved the way for his ticket as VP.
Yeah, ever since the debate, that just demolished him. So pretty much we don't have a democracy. We didn't vote her in. She didn't have any high percentage of any popularity ever. And what drives me nuts is all the liberals are like pretending to like her, even though no one ever liked her. here's what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. If she would have earned that spot through a primary, I would be like, okay. But no, I'm not voting. I would vote liberal, but I'm not voting for her. She didn't earn the spot. It was a bait and switch. They kept Joe Biden around, making him think that he's going to be able to rerun, and then we get her. Nope. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I got a vasectomy, so I can't get a girl pregnant, so I don't have to worry about the abortion rights. But we got bait and switch, man.
I've made my views known.
And then, okay, I'm sick of hearing this, too. I'm sick of hearing all the liberals. My mom kind of said this. Well, at least she's not Trump. That doesn't mean she's good. Just because she's not the person you like doesn't mean she's good. This is scary. We didn't get to choose our candidate.
I've made my views known. I would like to thank our great Vice President Kamala Harris. Yeah.
Since the day that I announced my candidacy.
I love saying her name wrong. Kamala.
I set out to find a partner who can help build this brighter future. So
I thought she was going to say a partner that will watch me have sex with my husband and then I'll have sex with her because I'm kind of a sleeping around type of person.
Pennsylvania, I'm here today because I found such a leader.
Ugh. So fake. Nothing about her is real.
Now, less.
I wonder if she even has real orgasms.
Then 100 days out before polls open. Kamala appearing happy with her new sidekick on the campaign trail.
Well, let me tell you, I have just the utmost respect for you.
I had no idea who you were 2 weeks ago, but I had to find somebody.
I have really enjoyed our work together. Yeah. You understand our country.
Oh, yeah. When I think of a great state, I think of Minnesota.
You have dedicated yourself to our country in so many different and beautiful ways.
Of course.
Literally everybody that I know in Minnesota wants to get out, but oh yeah, let's have him be the VP.
First calls like these, at this point, they're kind of the presidential hope.
All right, I can not take this kiss-ass reporting by ET. 856-49-HOPPY. I find this next headline revolting. Revolting is the wrong word, more interesting. You notice how any other radio show, they have perfect production, but I just kind of, this is a circus. You never know what I'll do. I might just pause my sounder to correct myself.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Mm-hmm.
BTS's Suga apologizing after a run-in with the police.
Oh no, one of the members of BTS is actually kind of cool now. He got in trouble with the cops. I don't get that whole BTS music, but it's pretty popular. It's like soccer. I'm from America. I don't get it.
The singer who says his license was revoked for drunkenly riding an electric scooter is sharing.
I see that all the time at downtown St. Pete. People, and I don't know if you have it in your city, wherever you're listening, you can like rent bicycles or you can rent electric scooters and people ride it drunk. Like, nope.
Sharing regret for his actions. On X, writing how sorry he is for making the disappointing decision to ride home after drinking.
He's sad that he got caught. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a close distance, and I didn't realize that you couldn't operate an electric scooter after drinking.
That's what they all say whenever someone gets pulled over for a DUI. Oh, it's right down the block.
He says he was fined and his license taken away after police officers saw him fall near his home.
He probably dropped the, do you know who I am?
Suga says no one was hurt and no property was damaged.
That's good. 856-49-HOPPY. Let's see what else is going on in the world. Speaking of someone that's in a little bit of trouble.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Rapper Nelly has been arrested for possession of ecstasy, according to authorities. Mm-hmm. The celeb, who is expecting his first child with singer Ashanti, is facing legal trouble in Missouri. According to a Missouri State Highway Patrol arrest report viewed by E! News, Nelly was arrested early in the morning on August 7th and arrested for possession of a controlled substance, 4 ecstasy pills.
Bro, you're 46-ish years old. Why are you taking ecstasy? It's not even that funny. You take ecstasy and the next day you feel like crap.
And not having insurance. Per the Missouri...
Bro, you didn't have car insurance? What the hell are you doing?
Missouri State Highway Patrol via NBC News, the arrest occurred at 4:45 a.m. in Nelly's hometown of St. Louis, Missouri, and stemmed from a failure to appear for a warrant for a previous traffic charge of not having insurance.
Why wouldn't you have insurance? You're rich as hell, bro. Come on now. Maybe you shouldn't be so busy getting hot in here and taking off all your clothes and get some Geico. Actually, don't get Geico. I'll explain my hatred for Geico later.
The warrant violation was discovered when the 49-year-old was asked to show his ID to state troopers stationed at the Hollywood Casino in St. Charles, a Missouri State Highway Patrol told TMZ.
I know you're not supposed to let celebrities go, and I've ripped into Justin Timberlake for saying, "Do you know who I am?" And I'm sure the guy from BTS said that when he was riding his scooter like a douchebag drunk. But come on, man. There's not that much that's good in St. Louis. St. Louis isn't a bad city, but it's not a great city. Be nice to Nelly.
Afterward, Nelly, whose real name is Cornell Haynes II, was searched, at which time...
I would call myself Nelly, too, if that was my name.
And he was found in possession of the four ecstasy pills, per the outlet. The rapper was held at the Maryland Heights Police Department, but has since been released.
Yeah, I wonder if he has taken pictures in jail with fans.
Following the arrest, Nelly's attorney, Scott Rosenblum, spoke out on the incident, saying in an August 7th statement to E! News that Nelly was not charged with drug possession. Rosenblum claims that the rapper was arrested for no proof of insurance from 2018 on a warrant issued December 2023.
What a dummy.
And that he received no notice before alleging, after winning several jackpots at a venue where Mr. Haynes frequently visits and entertains at its amphitheater, instead of just supervising the transfer of Mr. Haynes' winnings, this officer felt compelled to needlessly run a check for warrants.
That's what cops do. They're punks.
The attorney continues, this officer then conducted a search without probable cause, where he claimed to have found alleged ecstasy in Mr. Haynes' personal property.
That's the scary thing about cops. Yes, I know we need them, blah, 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 da, 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 da. But every boomer's like, we need them. They also are punks.
Okay, boomer.
They weren't cool enough in high school, so they need the power. They live off of it, and their wives probably cheat on them.
As for the arrest warrant, Rosenblum argues that because Nelly often travels internationally, he is regularly asked to supply proof of no warrants and FBI checks, but this time there were none. He ends the statement with, I am 100% confident this case will go nowhere.
It won't, like most cases.
And we will be asking for an inquiry into this officer's conduct.
Yeah, you know that officer probably is regretting it. Like, he's going to face a lot of scrutiny within dealing with the lawyers of Nelly.
News of
especially when he's married to Ashanti, who's known to be kind of sassy. You know, she's going to get the best lawyers for him.
Nelly's arrest comes less than 4 months after he and Ashanti shared they were engaged and expecting their first child together.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after, public records reveal
Ashanti's so hot.
The couple had privately tied the knot in December 2023, with the marriage becoming official in St. Louis County, according to TMZ.
I've seen Nelly live. I saw him at Roverfest in 2013 in Cleveland. It was weird. It was the summer that Amanda Berry girl was released from being kidnapped. If you're Gen Z and you're listening, look up Amanda Berry Cleveland. That was a fascinating era. And she was like held captive at a house in Cleveland for like 10 years, which being held captive in Cleveland is bad enough. And Nelly introduced her at Roverfest, and all these people were like, whip out your tits. And I was like, that's the most Cleveland thing ever. Someone just got kidnapped for 10 years, and that's the first thing you say.
The nuptials are part of a long history between Nelly and Ashanti, who first dated in the early aughts before separating in 2013. Mm. In September 2023, Nelly confirmed that they had rekindled their romance.
All right. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. I saw this headline here, and I have a different opinion than most people.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Which is the whole point of Hoppy Hour. I'm different.
Michael Phelps gets candid about Team USA men's swimming team. During an interview with USA Today on August 5th, the 28-time Olympic medalist admits he was pretty disappointed in the U.S. men's swimming results at the 2024 Paris Olympic Games.
Bro, I haven't watched any of the swimming, but you know how douchey you sound? You know how much of an almost millennial boomer you sound?
Okay, boomer.
When you have people like Michael Phelps critiquing the swimming team, like, sorry, they're not as good as you. You're the Michael Jordan of swimming.
Telling the outlet, for me as a whole, I was pretty disappointed to see the U.S. swimming results. Obviously, there were a few standout swims, those you have to recognize. Before adding, Bobby Fink last night swimming, that was unbelievable.
I love how whenever people insult people, they have to say like something positive to like make the insult not as bad. It's like when you're talking to somebody and they're like, I love you, bro, but... Mm-hmm. It's called being a phony. Just critique them and don't be nice.
I mean, I have chills right now talking about it. That was one of the greatest swims in the Olympics, in my opinion. Being able to break that world record in the manner that he did it. Just taking it out. Challenging the other guys just to make a move. He was prepared. Hopefully the other athletes are more prepared going into 28.
Oh, sorry, we're not as great as you. I listened to this audiobook called The Compound Effect. And it said that Michael Phelps did this. The Compound Effect is basically doing the same thing every single day. And that you're going to get results because work is like that. And it said that Michael Phelps never took a day off of swimming and that the only time was to go to the eighth grade dance. And I'm like, I just don't think people are as dedicated as him.
Legendary swimmer amassed 28 Olympic medals throughout his career, 23 of which are gold. He competed in four Olympic Games from 2004 to 2016.
I didn't know he was in 04. I remember 2008. That was a great year.
Where he broke numerous world and Olympic records. As for how he got there,
I'm bored. 856-49-HOPPY. I have that saying, if I'm bored, you're bored. I see this here. Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles retires from NFL after 11 seasons. Now, I don't play sports, so I'm not going to be one of those guys that critiques sports, which is kind of a weird thing because I worked in sports radio, so it's kind of ironic. I was just trying to get away from Cowhead. Here's what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is Nick Foles had a fascinating career because Nick Foles was kind of an average quarterback, but man, in that 16 or 17, one of those 2 years, he had that legendary run where the Eagles beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That was fascinating. Marcus Jordan's new girlfriend, Ashley Stevenson, meet the model who bears a striking resemblance to Larsa Pippen, his ex. And then there's a video or a picture of him out doing a line of coke. What a dummy. By the way, it's not that the girl looks like Larsa Pippen. She looks like every NBA groupie is what it is. It's not that it looks like Larsa Pippen. That's what someone who hooks up with an NBA player looks like. Even though he's not an NBA player. But you know what I'm saying? The whole basketball wives era, that's not that. It's saying, oh, this girl looks like Larsa Pippen. No, she looks like NBA side chicks. Also in the news, Hulk Hogan warning to Ben Affleck and Matt Damon over sex tape scandal film. Will not hesitate to pursue legal options, which he, that whole sex tape of Bubba the Love Sponge, I live in Tampa Bay where Bubba the Love Sponge is still kind of popular. And Mike Calta, the radio guy I worked for, allegedly helped leak the sex tape with his agent, Tony Burden. And Google it. It's weird. And then they sent it to Gawker and TMZ, and then Gawker got shut down because of Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan has a lot of money because he got a huge settlement from that sex tape being released, which that was the weirdest sex tape. First of all, Bubba's like, I'm going to go in the other room. And then he's talking to his wife, Bubba's wife. So pretty much, Bubba the Love, for people that don't know, Bubba the Love Sponge is like the Howard Stern of Florida. He's a great host, kind of a weird guy, but he filmed on an office tape, like with like an office security camera type vibe, but in his bedroom, of Hulk Hogan in like 06 having sex with his wife. And Bubba's like, I'll be in the other room. And what happened was Mike Calta, this guy I worked for 7 years, even though he was kind of found innocent in court, but he allegedly helped sell the tape to Gawker. And that was when that came out in like 2012. And they're making a movie about it with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And I'm telling you that I would not mess with Hulk Hogan because he's got a lot of money. Mm-hmm. What I find fascinating is I wonder who would play Bubba the Love Sponge. I mean, that'd be Jack Black would be good for that. If you're listening in the UK, because we have a lot of listeners because we're on podcast radio, if you want to just know the most America thing ever, type in like Mike Calta Bubba, M-I-K-E-C-A-L-T-A Bubba or Bubba sex tape or whatever, and you'll be like, this is why other countries laugh at us.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
HappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be...
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, boomer.
All right. Here's the deal. If you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip forward. Let me see here. What song do I feel like playing? I'm going to choose in real time with you. I'm going to play Droked Out. This song is from 2006 in Chicago, and it's one of the greatest songs ever. It's done by Soundmaster T. It's legendary. I used to record the B96 After Party on my tape. Yes, I'm an old enough millennial that I used to tape radio shows. And I used to play this song. Here's Droked Out by Soundmaster T. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Is gonna save ya. Bets on the streets, bets on the beats. If you wanna bounce, best bet, report to me. My city, Chi-Town, where I put it down. Ain't no limit, dropping beats by the pound. The ball's out a lot, cause you know I call the shots. Stacking paper like the baking sodas in the pot.
We got the remix. It's a Gator thing.
Tell them how we do it, Joe.
Gator.
Gator ones.
Rims.
They're spinning.
And I ain't even driving. I'm just parking lot pimping. Yeah. Slide off in the club. Finna manage in them tipsy. So fresh, so clean. Ooh. With a swagger in my lip. And what it is.
What it is.
What it do.
What it do.
Come on, shout it. Let me see you get loose.
Get loose.
If you bought it, you can get some great goo.
Great goo.
And VIP, I'm putting my hands on you.
Hey. We got the remix.
We got the troll.
We got them hit.
Drink. I want two high liquors, pimp. Smoke, drink, smoke, drink. Smoke, drink, smoke, drink.
Keep stay bent, all on the earth. I don't even care, speech all slurred. Nothing in my cup, shit is all girl.
Y'all hiding the motherfucker making up words.
Liquor like men, I like them light skin. Two at a time,
I'm 20 twin twin.
Patron and Grey Goose,
Tanqueray and Seagram's gin.
Stay together in my glass like they all.
I can't walk, I can't talk.
Joking from the day to the dark.
Teeth off a square, but my goons on pee.
It's drinks on you, all eyes on me.
And niggas with me drinking dumb.
Henny mixed with Remy Ma.
Party going all night.
When we kick it hard.
Niggas get they smoke out.
They be getting choked out.
Mix it with some liquor, nigga.
We be getting droked out.
We be getting choked out.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. FortifyE.com. And at checkout, use keyword RYAN20. Save 20%. This is also being brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com. The best barber in all of the Bay Area, 4545 Kennedy Boulevard. And that's in Tampa. If you go there after signing up at RichKBarber.com and you tell him that you heard about it on Happy Hour, he'll take $10 off the price. This is also being brought to you by, let's see here, Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. He is at 2800 22nd Street North, and that is in St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, whatever the hell you need, Amir's got it for you. This is also being brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. On that invoice, tell them you heard about it from Happy Hour. All right, we're going to come back on Happy Hour and wrap this puppy up after this.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour.
Did you know Ryan Hoppe is bipolar? He loves it. No, he hates it. He loves it. No, he hates it. Get what we did there. Welcome back to Hoppe Hour with Ryan Hoppe.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856. 49 Hoppy, 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let's get back to the content on Hoppy Hour.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Elon Musk's strained relationship with his daughter Vivian Jenna Wilson continues to play out on the public.
Oh yeah, this is getting dirtier by the minute.
Public stage. After the Tesla CEO said his daughter, who is transgender, was killed by the woke mind virus, to which Vivian issued a fierce response, the 20-year-old is once again coming after her father's comments. This time, Vivian responds to a screenshot from X, the social media site owned by Elon, which shows a throwback image of Elon with some of his kids that a fan had captioned. Even though Elon Musk was super busy, he still made time for his family. Nothing is more important than family. In response to the photo, which features a young Vivian, Elon wrote, "All five boys super happy."
He's got that weird thing that he cares a lot about homophobic, about, well, he's homophobic, but cares a lot about trans people. I'm like, God, just leave him alone, bro. You're a weirdo.
To which Vivian quickly issues her reply on X's rival social media platform, Threads, writing on the Meta app August 6th, "It seems to me like you're trying to rebuild your brand image as the caring paternal father, which I will not let go unchallenged, if I'm going to be honest. This is absolutely pathetic. You just won't stop lying about me in interviews, books, social media, etc." Continuing, "I understand your new angle is this Western values Christian family man thing, but it's such a weird choice. You are not a family man. You are a serial adulterer who won't stop lying about your own children. You are not a Christian. As far as I'm aware, you've never stepped foot in a church." Recently, Elon...
They don't read the whole thing that she wrote. "You are not some bastion for equality progress. You called Arabic the language of the enemy when I was six, have been sued for discrimination multiple times, and are from apartheid South Africa." Damn, she got him.
"In a church. Recently, Elon, who is dad to 11 children, in addition to Vivian with three partners, has spoken publicly about Christianity." And John.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I talk about Elon Musk on the show and I post it on YouTube, all the Elon Musk fanboys, the incels that he is the voice of, are all like, "Leave him alone. He's a great man." He wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire, you dummies.
On July 27th, wrote on X, "Unless there is more bravery to stand up for what is fair and right, Christianity will perish."
It's a bunch of fiction. Christians think everybody's out to get them. It's insane. It's a bunch of fiction. Shut up.
E! News has reached out to Elon's rep for comment but has not yet heard back. Last month, Vivian spoke out in response to her father's derogatory remarks.
Oh, yeah. He was so willing to talk when he was on Jordan Peterson's show, but now that she's actually kind of schooling him, he doesn't respond. Like the pussy, like the coward that he is.
Has not yet heard back. Last month, Vivian spoke out in response to her father's derogatory remarks about her transgender identity. And
hey, at least you make ugly cars. That's your legacy.
Claims he was tricked into allowing her to receive gender-affirming care.
I thought you were the smartest man around. How do you get tricked if you're so smart, Elon?
He told NBC News in a July 25th interview, "He is uncaring and narcissistic. He was constantly yelling at me viciously because my voice was too high. It was cruel."
Why is that imbecile even getting laid? Any woman that has sex with him is repulsive.
She also noted the pair's estrangement began long before she came out as transgender.
All right. Enough of that deadbeat dad. Speaking of a cult.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Kehlani responds to accusations she's in a cult.
She probably is.
2 weeks after the singer's ex, Javon Young White, filed for legal and physical custody of their 5-year-old daughter, Kehlani slams the notion that the child is being raised in a cult. Kehlani says on her Instagram stories August 6th, I strongly deny any claims that I have put my child in harm's way or left my child alone with anyone deemed dangerous or unsafe. I also do not align with any of the allegations made against my former religious community that have been stated in the media.
If you have to reply, it's probably true.
She adds, what has been published in the media over the past 24 hours is incredibly hurtful, inaccurate, and simply untrue.
Who cares?
True. I wanted to take the time to ensure that I responded to these accusations from a calm and considered space rather than a reactive one.
It doesn't matter if you're calm, you're still reacting, dummy.
The 29-year-old, who previously spoke about practicing the Afro-Caribbean religion Santeria, notes that this is a, quote, legal, private, familiar matter that will be handled accordingly.
So then move on. If it's being handled accordingly, you don't need to let us know because it's being handled. Oh, wait, that's right. Nobody's talking about you, so you needed attention.
And emphasized her dedication to their daughter. I have all...
All right, I don't care. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773. What's going on with Ariana Grande?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Sucks. And I am constantly trying to get to the bottom of, like, how people get stuff.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande isn't switching positions on leaked music.
Yeah. She'll switch positions in bed, though, with SpongeBob, the boyfriend she's dating.
The singer is opening up about how it feels when her music gets spread illegally on social media during her Hot Ones appearance August 8th.
It's really hard for me because it's really disheartening and it's...
Yeah, I can imagine you are trying to make as much money as possible.
Like, disappointing and it sucks.
And then you don't know who to trust because obviously someone on your team is screwing you over.
Sucks. And I am constantly trying to get to the bottom of, like, how people get stuff.
Yeah, that can't be fun. You go into your office or wherever you record and you're like, which one of you imbeciles screwed me over?
Last year, Ariana's unreleased 90s-inspired track titled Fantasize went viral on TikTok. However, the 30-year-old says she has no tears left to cry over the leaks.
All right, so then if you don't, we're going to move on. Finally, on Happy Hour. Right now.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Surprise! Cardi B is going to be a mom of three. The rapper announced her pregnancy on August 1st, cradling...
Thank God she's having a kid.
...her baby bump in a pair of Instagram photos. In the caption, she wrote, "With every ending comes a new beginning. I'm so grateful to have shared this season with you. You have brought me more love, more life, and most of all, renewed my power."
You trapped Offset. You wanted to make him feel bad because he cheats on you all the time.
Reminded me that I can have it all. You've reminded me that I never have to choose between life, love, and my passion. I love you so much and cannot wait for you to witness what you helped me accomplish, what you pushed me to do.
Yeah.
It's so much easier taking life's twists, turns, and tests laying down, but you, your brother, and your sister have shown me why it's worth it to push through.
You do love laying down.
Her announcement comes amid her split from husband Offset. A rep for the WAP rapper confirmed to Page Six that she filed for divorce from the Migos artist on July 31st. Access Hollywood has reached out for comment.
You know she'll be back with Offset next week. We don't believe you at all, Cardi. You used to rob people after sleeping with them. You're not trustworthy.
A source told the outlet the 31-year-old's main priority is obtaining primary custody of their two children.
Yeah, it sounds like this kid's going into a great world. Maybe you should have pulled out, or had him pull out, rather. Or taken the Plan B pill the next day.
Cardi and Offset share 5-year-old daughter Culture and 2-year-old son Wave. News of the divorce comes days after Offset denied cheating rumors after allegedly being spotted with an ex-girlfriend.
You know she cheats too. She ain't innocent. I've been around morning radio people that have open relationships. They all sleep around.
Despite the speculation, Page Six reports the split is an amicable one, with a source saying they both have been trying to figure out what their future looks like for a while now.
Here's what you should figure out, Cardi, is you just to talk to Offset and say, if you're going to have sex with me, at least either A, wear a condom, or B, pull out. Stop producing kids.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.